You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside.
Well, Sean Stone is back, and I am thrilled that he's back, and I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, I love him, but second of all, I got a call from a listener last week. You weren't on, and you missed 2 weeks in a row, and you know, which is your prerogative, because God knows we don't pay you. So, got a call from a woman who was in great distress, and she said, "Oh, Sean Stone isn't on again this week. Is he no longer with you?" And I said, no. I said, Sean is with us. He's fine. I said, he does have a working life, and he decided to actually go where he could get money. And she said, "Oh, thank goodness. I've gone 2 weeks without my snark fix."
I can only be grateful. As I was telling you before, last week I had this horrendous cold, yes, which I'm still getting over.
Yeah.
And I sounded like Pat Buttram as Mr. Haney on Green Acres, which would have been an intensely weird experience to talk about some serious movie, you know, sounding like Gene Autry's sidekick.
And yet I would have loved it. All right. So let's get welcome back. It's good to have you back. Give us our snark fix. Where would you like to begin? Well, you saw Cold War. I saw this movie as well. What did you think?
I didn't buy it.
Nor did I. I'm so glad you said that.
I was, as the movie got farther and farther along, like the last 25 minutes of it, I was starting to get mad because I thought they were putting way too much political pressure on having this romance, this great love affair, explain geopolitics.
Right. And if we know anything about a relationship in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't always have to make sense. Right?
No.
And this
It doesn't
one,
have to explain things.
Exactly. Exactly. Other than the poor, erratic behavior of the two people involved.
Who clearly never should have got together.
Never.
And the kicker at the end is the little credit line that says, "For my parents." I thought, well, you must have had an interesting life.
And it's a cop out of an ending, and it's a cop out of an ending. And by the way, and you probably as a student of cinema will know this better than I, but you know that the normal screen size, this was shrunk. It was like Instagram size. It was square.
They put it back to the old Academy ratio, which in itself is a little weird.
Yes,
because in the time
in black and white too
in yeah. black and white, but in the time period that most of the film is set in, not the late 40s, but by like it's set in the 50s. Europe had gone to like a modified widescreen by then.
Yes.
So it wasn't historical. It was just an affectation.
An affectation and kind of annoying, and especially when you're seeing it on a big screen. And I thought I was going to love this movie because I heard how beautiful it was and how stunning it was.
And I had liked Ida.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then I found myself disappointed in everyone.
Yes. Yes, I did. The lead actress is great, Joanna Kulig. Hopefully she'll have a career that goes on for here. I was, when I was had my cold, I think she was on Carson Daly. Because you know how it is when you're sick, you'll watch anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Carson Daly is certainly a good example.
He's anything.
That. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's called Cold War. It's an Amazon feature. It's out in theaters and will soon be available on Amazon and Amazon Prime in March. But
and just one quick thing. That new Amazon Studios opening is super annoying.
It's not very well done.
It's like the old HBO thing from the 80s where you swoop in on the city.
That's right.
I mean, it was like...
It's funny you say that. That's what it seems like without the catchy music.
Exactly. That song I will never get out of
that's
my
right.
head.
And then you saw Serenity.
Yes, which I'm only mentioning. It's gone from theaters, but it was widely pilloried for its big spoiler, which I'm going to give away now because the film was a huge flop and you'll probably never watch it. But it stars Matthew McConaughey and Diane Lane and Anne Hathaway. And the premise is that he's a fisherman and he's on this island. And about halfway through the movie, you realize things are kind of weird. And then it turns out the whole thing isn't real. It's a video game designed. He's dead. It's designed by his 13-year-old son. And it's kind of disturbing because of all the sex and violence in it that's coming out of a 13-year-old. But I guess that's where they are now. But the thing that got me was there was a huge blowback on this film. It was reviled by a lot of the critical establishment for that ridiculous, so-called ridiculous premise. And I just thought, you give good reviews to a movie about men in tights flying through the air.
Yes.
This is not ridiculous. It may be ill-conceived, but it's not ridiculous.
Well, it's Serenity, and I like how you say that. Probably none of you will see it.
No,
but there you
not.
Go. All right. And if they do, they're going to be really ticked at you for giving away this one.
Oh, life is full of disappointment. This is a rather small one.
All right. Let's go with what's happening with a Park Playhouse production of a musical that I just very much enjoy.
Yes, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It runs, it's at the Coase Music Hall in Coase. It's the Park Playhouse people, so you know it's quality. It's tonight and tomorrow night at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, Sunday at 2 p.m. I don't get tired of the songs, you know. It was one of those, when I was a kid, I was an inveterate, you know, consumer of anything related to Peanuts.
Yes.
And for a Broadway musical to get through to a kid, it's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And the intro music was David Wax Museum, which is a married duo, David Wax and Susie Slezak. They're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. And that's at 7 o'clock. Also tonight, if you want a cheaper date, they're showing The Princess Bride at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Mass. That's at 7 o'clock. A beloved
Absolutely.
Movie.
Beautiful film.
And then Friday, something I'm mentioning because I just don't understand it, but it's called the Deplorables Tour. It's at the Egg in Albany Friday at 7:30, and it's like Trump-friendly comedians. So it's people who love Trump. There's like 7 different comedians, and the ticket is not cheap.
Oh, so this is like is there a headliner? Or is there a big name? Or
I didn't recognize any of them, but I'm sure they're big on Fox News. But if you want to look it up online,
is it selling well?
It looked like it was about 2/3 sold on the map. So, and it's not a cheap ticket. Let me say that again.
All right.
This isn't your $35 comedy show.
I'm going to go have to check that out. Go ahead.
And then Friday night in the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady at 7:30 p.m., it's Banda Magna. It's a world music ensemble. They play mostly Latin American music with jazz improvisation, but the musicians are from all around the world. Saturday night at 9 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson. In Hudson, it's Beausoleil avec Michel Doucet, which is that great Cajun music. Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, Mutt's Gone Nuts. Dog show. I love dog shows.
Great.
Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Union College Concert Series in the Memorial Chapel in Schenectady, it's the Doric Quartet. They're going to play Haydn, Bartok, and Mendelssohn. Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the main stage, it's Proctor's. It's Steve Martin and Martin Short. I checked. There were a few tickets left yesterday. Not cheap.
By the way, first of all, saw this over in at Tanglewood over the summer. It's a great show. Second of all, the difference between that show, I'm going to be away, unfortunately, but the band leader is Paul Schaefer.
Really?
How cool is that?
That's great.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, Family Fun Day, Palace Theater in Albany. Doors open at noon. Movie at 1 o'clock. Frozen. They just released the trailer.
The trailer. We watched that last night at our house. Yes.
There you go.
And new movies.
I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It's Capernaum.
Which means chaos.
The trailer looks heartbreaking.
It is one of the most gorgeous films I've ever seen. This kid who they picked up off the street, literally, to star in this movie, is heartbreaking. And the ending has one of the best endings I've ever seen. And it is a beautiful, haunting, and I think out of all the films that I've seen this award season, is the one that has stuck with me. Those eyes in that child and what he endures is amazing, and I would heartily recommend that film to anyone who could see it.
And in complete contrast to that, we have Alita Battle Angel, made by one of my least favorite directors, Robert Rodriguez. It's one of those where they take a normal-looking person and give them big eyes because she's like a cyborg or something, and Mahershala Ali and Christoph Waltz are in it, but I don't think they're going to save it, judging from the trailer.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Sean Stone is the man. He is in charge of our cultural report. Sean, it's always a great pleasure. Welcome back.
Delighted.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.